The United States has set a heart-rending but absolutely necessary example by refusing to pay ransom for captured Americans. And all of the evidence shows that where and if a country is paid a ransom, there are many more people who are taken hostage.
According to the UN Security Council's Counterterrorism Committee, an estimated $120 million in ransom was paid to terrorist groups between 2004 and 2012, including between $35 and $45 million to ISIL. Republican Representative Duncan Hunter has accused the Pentagon's Joint Special Operations Command of leading a botched effort to pay a ransom to gain the freedom of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was held by the Haqqani Network, a group designated a terrorist organization by the U.S. Hunter, in a letter to outgoing Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, quoted sources as saying a payment was made to an Afghan intermediary who disappeared with the money and failed to negotiate Bergdahl's release. It's an allegation the Pentagon denies.
I would tell you that, and we said this before, there was no ransom offered. There was no ransom paid.
But Kirby acknowledged there is a gray area in U.S. policy. The Pentagon or CIA will pay sources for information about the whereabouts and condition of U.S. captives.
On occasion, to obtain information, sometimes in the field, there are such exchanges. That's a fact.
In Britain, the government is seeking to stop British insurance companies from reimbursing families who've paid ransoms to free hostages held by terrorists. While the White House says the review of its hostage policy will not change its ban on ransoms, families of hostages want other changes.
I am so delighted that is being revisited. All I would ask is that families be invited to the discussion.
Diane Foley, mother of James Foley, says while her son was being held, she faced a bewildering bureaucracy where no one seemed to be accountable.
There appeared to be no one who could share any information with us or advocate for Jim's situation. So it was a very lonely experience.
The White House says the review will focus on how the U.S. government manages itself in hostage situations and how the many agents involved communicate with the families of the victims, many of whom say they feel abandoned by their government and left with agonizingly few options.